Thank you, everybody. Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi. I don't know what to say right now.
I'm glad we're entertaining you already. Who is this?
This is Ajay.
Hey, Ajay, where are you calling from?
From Iowa City, Iowa.
Oh, how are things in Iowa City?
Cold.
Yeah. Are you a student there at the very fine University of Iowa?
Yes, I am.
Wow. What you doing there?
I'm in my first year of medical school.
Well, how's that going?
I'm surviving so far.
That's good. Well, at least you have all the, you know, the excitement and glamour of Central Iowa to comfort you in your downtime. Ajay, welcome to our show. You're going to play the game in which you must tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Ajay's topic?
Dangerous fashion.
Oh.
Okay. You've heard of fashion crises? Fashion disasters? How about a fashion threat to your health? This week we read a story about a fashion or fashions that is actually harmful to the person wearing it. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about clothing that should come with a warning label instead of washing instructions. Only one of them is true. Pick that real story. You'll win Carl Castle's voice in your home answering machine.
All right.
Ready to play? First, let's hear from Adam Felber.
The Wi-Fi windbreaker from Geek Couture was poised to be the latest, greatest trend in techie fashion, but it was pulled from the market this week when tests revealed that it might just have the power to kill. Using only a tiny battery and a unique aluminum oxide mesh woven into its fabric, this amazing and sporty jacket had the power to amplify a wireless internet signal up to 400% within a 3-yard radius, making any laptop-toting geek a potential walking wireless hotspot. But this week, government-ordered tests revealed that the Wi-Fi windbreaker was what officials called a, quote, promiscuous amplifier of wireless signals, meaning that the stylish jacket could also interfere with cell phone signals, portable radios, and, more disturbingly, airplane navigation equipment and even pacemakers. Quote, it's a huge disappointment, but obviously we don't want to sell a jacket that could stop someone's heart, said Geek Couture President Todd Yasui. Then again, we're the first garment ever to be banned by the FCC and the FAA, so that's pretty cool.
It's a sport coat. It's a threat to electronic communications. Your next story of a fashion threat comes from Roxanne Roberts.
For the 2006 resort season, Donatella Versace created her $25,000, quote, precious platinum swimsuit. A real platinum halter chain attached to a one-piece suit with microscopic layers of platinum embossed over a spandex base. The suit flew off the shelves until news leaked back that the platinum had somehow permanently transferred onto the skin of 12 clients. According to Women's Wear Daily, Versace hired Dr. Roberto Ferrara, one of Italy's top cosmetic surgeons, to quietly investigate the problem, and he found that the platinum had interacted with a chemical found in many self-tanning lotions. Versace has issued its first ever recall for the suit, and the afflicted women are undergoing dermabrasion treatments to remove the precious metal.
An expensive swimsuit that won't come off. Your last story of a definite fashion don't comes from Mo Rocca.
For years, there's been general consensus that vertical corduroy pants are a fertility hazard. The friction created by vertical cords rubbing against each other heats a man's crotch area to a temperature that jeopardizes the wearer's ability to sire offspring. Now, thanks to designer Chris Lindland, mankind has been saved by horizontal cords. These sideways cords mesh with each other while the wearer walks. Each stride becomes a chance for cords to meet and greet, to flirt, rather than fight and fuss or foster impotence. Lindland was inspired after an argument with his girlfriend. She said his idea was stupid. He disagreed. Now, after 500 women emailed asking for a women's version, he's unveiled the horizontal corduroy skirt, an invention sure to have every wearer asking, "Does this make me look fat?"
Wow.
Here, Ajay, are your choices. From Adam Felber, a Wi-Fi-enabled jacket that proves a danger to all electronic communications. From Roxanne Roberts, swimsuits that won't ever come off. And from Mo Rocca, the danger of corduroy. Which of these is the real story about a threat from fashion in the week's news?
I think I'm going to go with one.
You're going to go with the first choice. That was Adam's story of the Wi-Fi jacket that turns out to be all kinds of problems for electronics around it.
Yeah.
We spoke to a designer who was helping to make this problem go away. Here he is.
Vertical corduroy pants produce that swishing sound, which is actually the result of friction, which raises your crotch heat index to dangerous levels.
That I can't was, believe it.
Neither could we, but that was Enrique Landa.
You never had a chance, man.
Purveyor of pants and co-founder of Corduround, makers of horizontal corduroy trousers, meant, of course, to avoid the problem of overheated. Right.
Are you rethinking your career in medicine now?
Your corduroy business is where to go, right?
When people are going to come in with certain problems, you're going to be ready with a unique diagnosis that may, in fact, solve their problem.
The dreaded CHI.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, but as you have no doubt figured out, Mo had the right answer, so you did not win our game. However, you did earn a point for Adam for his very believable fake.
Thank you so much for that.
All right, thank you very much.
Ajay, thank you so much for playing. Bye-bye.